Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. We're going to take a look at Mark chapter 6. This is actually a really important part in Mark's gospel as Jesus trains and sends off his apprentices. In my message this morning, don't be tripped up. Instead of disciples, I'm going to use the word apprentice. It actually means the same thing. A disciple is a pupil, an apprentice that learns. Dear friends, the relationship between a master and his or her apprentice is an important one, isn't it? The pattern that they set for their apprentice is really important. Think back to maybe a time in which you had a master that taught you. Think of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. If the master sets a really good pattern, that sets the apprentice up for a lot of success in life, and things go really well. They don't have to really invent anything. Just follow the pattern. Follow Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, on the other hand, if the master sets a really bad pattern, and there's a lot of masters that set a bad pattern, it sets the apprentice up for a lot of failure and not a lot of success. Well, here in Mark chapter 6, here's what's happening. The master, Jesus, is endorsing and really graduating his apprentices, the disciples. That's what that word means, disciple, apprentice, a pupil. Up to this point in Mark's gospel, the disciples have been hanging out with Jesus, and they had breakfast with Jesus. They had pancakes and all the things Brad mentioned this morning. They heard the teachings of Jesus, but most of all, what the disciples and apprentices got was they got on-the-job training with Jesus. Wherever Jesus went, and whatever Jesus did, they heard and they took notes. They wrote them down. And they got to see what Jesus did. Jesus healed those who were sick. He cast out demons and he showed compassion. And then here in Mark chapter 6, Jesus graduates his apprentices with these words. I don't know if you caught it. It's in verse 6. It says this. Jesus gathered the 12 and sent them out two by two, and he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. Jesus set forth his system. It's a system. Here's the system. Master teaches apprentices. The apprentices get to a point in which they become masters. Then they follow the pattern of the masters. Then they take on apprentices below them. And they train them up, and they become masters. And here we are, Philomath, Oregon, 2018. The system worked. Masters train apprentices. Apprentices rise up, and they train new apprentices to rise up. 2,000 years ago, it's a system Jesus started. There it is. So here's the question we want to get to this morning is, who can be apprentices? How do you become an apprentice? Surely you got to read a lot of books, right? To become an apprentice, you got to read a ton of books to be a disciple. You know, that's how it actually, that's the way it's actually thought of. To be a disciple, you got to read a ton of books to follow the pattern of Jesus. Tons of books have been written about being an apprentice and a disciple. We have them out actually here in the bookcase. I endorse them, and I'm not saying don't read books, but here's some of the books. Believe. That book covers the characteristics of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. We studied that a couple years ago. Here's another book about being an apprentice you can read, Joining Jesus on His Mission, a great book that we had here at Peace. We're going to read more about that this next year. Lots of reading, and it teaches us to have a passion to live for Jesus as if we're on a mission trip in our everyday life right around us. And then throughout the history of the church, great books have been written. There's numerous volumes you could read. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, The Cost of Discipleship, wonderful book about the sacrifices it takes and the narrow path of following Jesus. So one understanding that I hear from a lot of people is that to be an apprentice of Jesus, you read a lot of books, find a quiet place, get away from everyone and read, and then you can be an apprentice. Wrong answer. Being an apprentice of Jesus is not about reading a bunch of books. Peter was not a learned man. Peter was a simple man. He went out and caught fish in the morning, got just enough for the day, and then he did it again the next day. The original 12 were very ordinary people. In fact, in the book of Acts, they're made fun of for how ordinary they are. They're called kind of hicks from Galilee. They're simple. They're not book-read smart people, so to speak, as people would say back in the day. So how does one become an apprentice of Jesus? Surely they must be a professional and get a degree. You might get that idea of reading Mark chapter 6 because these disciples do a lot of important things, right? They preach sermons. They put together sermons and go from town to town and proclaim the good news of Jesus. And they go and heal others. Perhaps they must have gotten training in that capacity. And we hear the fancy titles, St. Peter and St. James and St. John. Clearly these were professionals that knew what they were doing and hired to be Jesus' apprentices. Don't we do the same thing today? We send people to seminaries to become an apprentice of Jesus. They go and they study. I did it. They study a whole bunch of books and learn a whole bunch of languages and learn how to preach sermons. And they do all these sorts of things. And when they're done, they wear a clerical collar. They're the apprentices of Jesus. They're the professionals. And today we think of pastors and priests as professionals. Friends, Jesus had a much bigger perspective on this than we have today. Do you know who Jesus thinks apprentices are? You, not me. You are his apprentices. You are his disciples. It's interesting how the New Testament explains pastors. Pastors are simply people who oil the machine and the system that Jesus set forth. Ephesians chapter 4, God gave some to be pastors so that they might equip the saints, so that the system works. Masters have learned the pattern from Jesus. They train apprentices. Apprentices rise up. They become masters. They then take on new apprentices who rise up. That's the system that Jesus set in place in Mark chapter 6 that has reached right here, Philomath, Oregon, in 2018. You are the apprentices. Something very odd happened in the history of the church in the 4th century. I wanted to relate this morning because it's an interesting fact in church history. It doesn't sound like a big deal. It was groundbreaking. In the 4th century, right before Christianity became the religion of the empire, Christians started to do a really weird thing. They started to make lists of people's names, of where they had heard the doctrine of Jesus and where they got it from. This was weird because all the other religions in the Middle East didn't do this. In fact, we have very little records of people's names of other religions in the 3rd and 4th century. Gnosticism, for example, you may have heard of this, they kept their leaders secret. They never let the names of them out. They didn't want people to know who they were or where you could find them or who was making the decisions. Christians changed the world. Christians started making lists of names. We actually have the list that goes all the way back to Peter. Here's the first five names. Peter trained a man named Linus. Linus then trained a guy named Clement. Clement then trained a guy named Everastus. Sorry, Everastus, if I messed up your name. Then there are 30 more names of, see what's going on? Master, apprentice. Apprentice rises up. Master trains apprentice. Now, the Roman Catholic Church calls this papal succession. I'm not here to debate that here this morning. Actually, what I think what this is the repeating of the system that Jesus laid out in Mark 6. Peter trained Linus. Linus trained Clement. And they rose up. You know, in these early guys in the first four centuries, none of them were professionals. None of them read a bunch of books. They were simple men. In fact, listen to this statistic. Of the first 31 names on the list of Christians from Peter, 28 were killed for the faith, were martyred. Simple men. Jesus, the reason why the system works, friends, is that here's the reason why. The original master set a perfect pattern for his apprentices. All the things that the disciples do here in Mark chapter 6, all they were doing was they're just following what they had seen from Jesus. Jesus went out and healed those who had demons. One person, the people in the town didn't know what to do with him, so they sent him across the other side of the lake and they bound him with chains. It was the only thing that they could do. Jesus went across the lake and healed that man and cast the demons out. His apprentices saw it. And now today, as his apprentices, do you know what we do? We do the same thing. We bring health and healing to others. Jesus forgave sins. The thief on the cross right next to him, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The apprentices were watching. We are Jesus' apprentices. We forgive sins. Jesus showed compassion. People, his apprentices, saw the compassion. They followed the pattern. So you see how this pattern works. The master shows the apprentice, and so it goes on. And so here we are, and it's based on the perfect pattern that Jesus set in the very beginning. And then we can see from generation, all these strange names, Linus, Anacletus, Clement. And it's all the way down here to Philometh in 2018. In fact, you can even think of some of the common, ordinary people that have passed on and mastered the faith and passed it on to you here this morning. A grandmother, an uncle, a relative, simple people that passed on the faith. We don't need to reinvent what we should do. We simply follow the pattern of Jesus. And all it takes is this: finding one person that we can mentor, one person that we can show the kingdom of God to, one person that we can participate in the kingdom of God and show the mercy and healing and those things that Jesus showed. Just find one person. Think about that this morning. Let's just pause for 5 seconds. Who is one person that you could perhaps mentor in this church? One person. Who's one person that you could be an apprentice to and learn about Jesus? If you can't think of anyone or the community, come talk to me. I'll connect you. Come talk to one of our elders. They'll connect you. Church isn't about, sitting back and taking everything in. Church is about the system that Jesus had. Master, apprentices, etc., etc. Imagine what a difference it would make if every single person in our community bought into the system of Jesus and became intentionally involved in mastering what Jesus taught and passing it on to the apprentices below them. Dear friends, you have the ability to transform the world. You have the ability to make a difference. There was a study. In fact, the secular world is now agreeing with what Jesus set forth 2,000 years ago. There was a study that just came out in the last few years in which 2,000 children, the ages of 10 to 18, they were asked this question: who has influenced you the most in your life? And then the questionnaire went like this. It listed a whole bunch of personalities. It said, have politicians, have religious personalities, have social media stars, have sports figures or relatives, mothers or fathers. Who has influenced you the most? The study came out. It was not Christian-based. It asked these students this, and it said if they've done it just a little bit, they really don't influence your life, give them a 1. And if they've influenced you quite a bit, give them a 4. Do you know who came out as the most influential people in a child or youth's life from the age of 10 to 18? What do you think? Does anyone know? Someone says teacher, a mother, a father, a relative. You know what came second? Religious personalities, pastors, priests, that sort of thing. Do you know what came last? Social media stars, sports figures, politicians. You can influence. You, each one of you. And it's the system that Jesus set up from the very beginning. Masters train apprentices. Apprentices rise up, become masters. They pass it on to the apprentices below them. You're a part of the system. What a blessing it is to be a part of the system, to have the Holy Spirit work inside us, to pass it on to someone else. What a joy it is. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Jesus has given us the perfect pattern already. So let's be a part of that system and go to work. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for your apprentices here this morning. Perhaps a new way to think about it. Lord, be our master. Be our master. Help us to teach. Help us to see the pattern you've laid forth and then put it into play. And then as we become masters, to share that with apprentices below us and make those connections very real in our life today. For each one of us, for those visions of people that we thought about in that few moments, Lord, make that real to us so that we can be a part of the system you set forth in Mark's gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.